You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
The WWE production. Don't even go there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of indies there, and some that I even work for, that try to do that, and they always fall short. It's lipstick on a pig technology. The best indie feds that I work for are the ones that they just say, this is wrestling, here we go. And they pay attention to, like you said, they have good camera work and good lighting. Mm-hmm. Really, if you have good wrestling, what else do you need? We are wrestling fans. We understand what wrestling is about, what it is, what it was, where it came from, right?
Yeah.
A WWE fan isn't going to understand it. If all you've been born on, funny story, Tommy Dreamer was talking to us, and it was in a conversation about just the same kind of topic. He said to one of his students, you look like Medusa. The girl said, I have no idea who Medusa is. And he said, well, don't you remember she dumped the belt in WCW and this, that, and then the girl said, what's WCW?
Oh, my gosh.
And he said, how old are you? And she said, 18. And he realized, WCW went out of business when she was 2 years old, okay? And the first thing that you should ask yourself when you go into a match is not what moves am I going to make, it's what story am I trying to tell? If you can't answer that with your opponent, then you shouldn't even go through the curtains. Because ultimately, why should I have sympathy for you when you have not done anything to get my sympathy? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about this match. Think about this match, okay? Heel comes out, sticks out his hand for a handshake. What does every pro wrestling fan think? Don't do it.
He's going to grab Don't do it. Yep.
Don't do it. Okay, so now he shakes his hand, and the heel doesn't do anything. The fans are like, huh, automatically wrestle. Rest of the crowd sticks his hand out. Everybody now is going like, oh, no, he's definitely going to kick you in the groin now or something, right? The table's now been set. You've just given people expectations of, oh, my gosh, is he going to do it or not? He didn't do it before. Oh, my gosh. And now you've stated the story is now a handshake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now imagine you progress. The face shakes his hand. Of course, the heel kicks him in the groin or something and starts beating the crap out of him, right?
Yeah.
So as he's beating him up, he's chasing him around saying, shake my hand. Everybody's going to be, boo, what a dick, right? and so now he's beating the face to the point where you think, there's no way this guy's going to win. He sticks his hand out and says, shake my hand, you pussy, or whatever. And the face reaches up, and he reaches up, and he grabs the heel hand, and the heel laughs, and the arm drags him down and starts his comeback. What do you think that crowd's going to do?
Oh, go nuts.
Now, listen, have I told you one wrestling move? Well, there's two wrestling moves I told you about. The reason why matches like that work is because it tells a story. The story is a handshake.
Yeah.
If you don't think that all sports are sports entertainment, then you haven't seen the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to watch the Super Bowl. You're going to watch, you know, the World Series and how they set that up and call that, but that's not sports entertainment. Poppycock. So in my opinion, and I may catch heat for this, but I'm just going to say it. My opinion is pro wrestling is a sport, and it's more of a sport than I would say, you know, NASCAR or horse racing. You know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you. I love it because I that's exactly how I feel.
But it did remind me, and I think I was telling you earlier, about an incident at an independent show that
The show. Oh, tell the crowd, please.
Okay. Now, I'm back in Missouri. This is a little town outside of Montgomery City, Missouri, right outside of St. Louis. We got some tickets to the event. They asked me to come there to help out with some of the announcing and stuff, and it was pretty cool. So we're at this, and they had Quonset huts in the back, and that's where the ring was set up. And so the very first match comes out. So I'm going with the PA system, And a guy comes into the ring and said, "And coming in from West Memphis, Arkansas, he weighs in at 275 pounds, reading the script. He is the Western Arkansas champion. I give his name." Well, this guy comes out. He's got a beer gut on him. He doesn't have wrestling tights on. He has sweats, blue sweats, and his gut is hanging over.
Nice.
But he has the championship belt.
Nice.
Then they give me the script. "Coming in from Los Angeles, California, he weighs 475 pounds, and this guy comes out from the back. He was probably 6'4" in every direction. This man was huge, and then he had a mohawk dyed green on top of his head, and it stood up another 6 to 8 inches. Scary-looking dude. So the referee gets up in the little ring, and I'm standing right next to one of the people on the Missouri Athletic Commissioner because they have to make sure everything is safe.
Sure.
And for some reason, he was not happy at this point. They get into the ring. They do that referee's tie-up, that collar and elbow. And the big guy with the mohawk, he pushes this champion back into the corner. And all of a sudden, boom!
No
The
way.
Ring collapsed. The commissioner looks at me, says a few thousand. He sounded like Jim Cornette on his podcast. I mean, he was saying so many cuss words, it was unreal. And he said, "I'm shutting this down." And he did. He would not allow them to have the show.
Really?
The promoter and him were going at it right next to me. I mean, they were almost into fisticuffs.
Let's talk about your experience taking your son to WAR in Salt Lake City.
Oh, my goodness. So we went to up to Salt Lake. It was at a small rec center on the north end of Salt Lake, the Wrestling Alliance of the Rockies. But you could tell, I hope this doesn't sound rude. Sometimes you can tell the different caliber of performances,
right.
But these guys were really good, and I'm not trying to say anything bad about the local guys because they did fantastic as well. There's a small guy, Izzy Shane is his name,
uh-huh.
A small guy that did just awesome, did good work, and for a small guy who didn't have a lot of meat on his bones, that guy was moving around the ring real good. I would say it was just a good family fun event. There was no foul language. There was no skin. There was nothing really, but I would say all positive. Just good old fashioned entertainment.
I was going to ask you, you took your son, didn't you?
I took my Jackson. Boy.
Tell everybody how old Jackson is.
Jackson's 4 years old, and he is my little wrestling buddy. He loves professional wrestling just like his dad. He loves to watch Lucha Underground. So we always watch Lucha Underground on Netflix, and he just eats it up. And he loves John Cena. Whenever I watch a pay-per-view, he runs around in the house saying, "John Cena, John Cena." He puts on his Rey Mysterio mask and runs around the house. He loves wrestling. But that was one thing. He's like, "Was John Cena going to be here tonight?" He couldn't quite understand that we weren't at the WWE, you know. And I maybe you can tell me more about this because you've seen some small shows like this before. But I admire these guys for coming out and performing, and the talents just did the best they could, and they probably didn't get paid very much. If anything at all.
If anything.
And they just did it for the fans.
Hey, well, let's play that interview with some of the competitors from WAR.
At the WAR show in Utah with probably one of the meanest factions here, they call themselves the different breed. whoa. We got
Izzy.
Cliff Adams.
Spike.
Izzy, Cliff, and Spike. Izzy, dude, tell me about those moves tonight, man. Holy hell.
Well, you know, I just go out and, you know, whatever comes to mind, it's just there, and I do what I can. Just, you know, if people don't like me, oh well, it's their own fault. I still got the belts, though.
Yes, yes, you do. Your opponents tonight, who did they think they were?
Couple of comic book nobodies, that's who they thought they were. We completely just showed them the door in war. They're probably never coming back.
Spike, you're holding the belt. Tell me about this. What's going on, man? You guys are if I'm correct and understand right, you're the longest reigning champs, tag team champs in war?
In all of Utah!
Whoa.
What it takes is whatever it takes. It doesn't matter who it is.
We are the different breed, after all.
Yes, you guys are a different breed.
Where is greatness? We are here. The different breed is greatness. Because, well, they haven't come back. Now have they? They haven't claimed that spot. We will gladly take it.
Arr, 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 arr! I'm in Ogden, Utah, and I've got my favorite local tag team with me, the guys that are too cheesy. Yeah, it's ADHD, you guys, Tom Chad and Andrew Sowell with UCW Zero. That's where I first met you guys at. We're going to start with Andrew. First off, you got to tell me what ADHD stands for, because we're going to take some pictures later. We all three got shirts on here.
Sure. ADHD. Well, when we're good guys, it stands for amazingly, dashingly, handsomely dudes. But if we're playing
a little dirty,
we're amazingly, dangerously, hazardously dudes. So that's what that stands for.
But you're very handsome in the first place.
Obviously.
No, I didn't
say that.
That goes without saying. So pretty. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, actually, I'm from Oakland, California, and wrestling's always been a passion of mine. 4 years ago, I moved out here, looked around, found UCW Zero, and the price was very affordable for everything that they teach us. Back during the Monday Night Wars, I was definitely a WWF guy, or WWE, but
we're going to talk to Tom Chad here. Tom, you're a Utah guy, right?
I grew up in a little township of Magna out in Salt Lake County. And I did football my sophomore year, and then I did wrestling all 3 years, which was just a lot more fun to me because I got to depend on myself and didn't have to really depend on a team in order to win, which I had a blast doing that. And then I tried to go to college for a little bit, and I didn't like the schooling as much as I liked the partying part of college. So I decided where better to party as a single person than in the United States Navy. So, to be honest, I wasn't allowed to watch wrestling growing up. My parents didn't like it, so I was working as a farmhand a lot at the time when I started wrestling, so I kind of just brought work into play, and it kind of mushed together real well.
Everyone, it's Dave Denton. We're at the Salt Lake Comic-Con with Turnbuckle Trash, talking about professional wrestling. And this is a guy that I met, I think, at the first Comic-Con. He was actually wrestling at this event. He's the Super Destroyer. Thanks for joining us on Turnbuckle Trash, man.
My brother, it's so good to see you again, baby. Yeah. How are you?
A couple of years ago, you had a really bad accident in the ring, and you broke your neck, and you thought your career was over. And then you contacted me on Facebook, and you said, man, I'm getting back in the ring. I want to know your feelings that first time you stepped through the rope, and you took a bump, and you said, man, I can do this now.
At first, it was pure and utter terror. For fear that if I took another bump, it would break again. But, you know, in my gut, I thought, I can do this.
Yeah.
And the first bump was just pure elation. I smiled like an idiot for probably 20 minutes, knowing that I could take a bump. I felt good taking the bump. I felt good back in the ring. It's like coming back home again. My parents told me it's just a phase. You'll grow out of it. You'll get a real job and be, you know, a contributing member of society. And I contribute in my own special way in spandex and the mask.
Okay. Why, after the broken neck, why do you get back in the ring?
I hear that so many times. People ask me, what are you doing? You know, you've done everything you wanted to do. You've wrestled. You've been a champion. Why do it anymore? It's for the pure love of the game, baby. You just can't take it away. You can take the wrestling from the business, but the business is always a part of that person. And I knew that I had to be involved. If it stops being fun, it's time to get out of the business. And for me, it's still fun. I still smile like an idiot in the back and put my boots on and put my gear on. And finally put the mask on, it's just, you feel like you're indestructible. You really love what you do, it's always a part of your life.
The one and only, the Super Destroyer. Thanks for being with us on Turnbuckle Trash, man.
Thanks, baby. Always a pleasure.
You know, I said I tried to watch Championship Wrestling from Hollywood on U2 America. That's a small independent channel. And the sound was off. You know, it just, they had no sound on it, so I didn't get to hear that. But Jack Swagger was there.
Oh.
Yeah, and he had somebody came out. I think they said it was Cassidy Swagger, a very attractive young woman, and came into the ring with him. They did the We the People stuff, and he took on a performer from Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and I didn't see the name, but I have seen him before. I saw him one time on ROH as a security guard. Yeah, these guys are out there still making a living on some of the independents. I love it.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, Dave. I think I would rather pay the $25 and or $15 and go see UCW Zero because it's a smaller event. It's more intimate. It's more, you know, the wrestlers can interact with the crowd more.
Yeah,
you know, that you can get a lot more up close and personal, and honestly the quality is there too. I know we've talked many times on the podcast, but I really give props to UCW Zero. That show they put on with Rey Mysterio Jr., you know,
it was awesome, man.
I don't recall even a remotely bad match that night.
Here on Turnbuckle Trash, right before the show tonight with UCW Zero, one of my favorite competitors, Guerrero Azteca. I saw you about a year and a half ago at the training facility, and man, I was just impressed. You put on a great show. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this actually for 12 years, you know. It's actually really, when you enjoy some, you always go up there and just put the best you can, give the people what they want to see, you know.
So I was going to ask you, what got you started in the business?
You know, it's just when I was a little, you know, I watched one of my favorite old-time movies, Guerrero, you know, and then I was doing a little break dancing a long time ago, and a friend of mine got these plays when he says, hey, there's wrestling, we're gonna perform doing dancing. So when I saw the arena, I said, hey man, this is what I wanted to do, and I started from there.
Hi everyone, Turnbuckle Trash, Zane's here with me. We've got the guys from ADHD tonight, but you're not gonna be tag teaming tonight at UCW Zero. First of all, Tom, let's talk to Tom real quick. Tom, what are you doing tonight at the show?
Well, Jack, I'm gonna beat the snot out of a little Malachi Clear something for the number one contendership for that UCW Ultra X Championship. Walking out number one contender tonight, Jack.
So now, here we go. The man is here. Andrew Sowell, the man that does everything just so well.
So well.
Tonight, you're going for the championship at UCW. Right. Who are you going to be wrestling tonight?
I'm going to be facing Junior Double Bacon Cheeseburger X this evening. He's kind of a small fry, so I'm not really worried too much about it. I expect to walk in and beat him to a bloody pulp and walk out as the UCW heavyweight champion.
Hey, I need to pipe in here real quick. What's such a small guy doing with the heavyweight champion?
Yeah.
That needs to go on you, brother.
I couldn't agree more. It couldn't happen to a bigger and better supersized star, if you will.
So, real quick, I got to ask you real quick. Does the guy eat veggie burgers?
Oh, he probably does. That actually angers me. I'm going to bring that in.
Tofu?
He probably does tofurkey for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that is
disgusting.
That is, obviously disgusting.
You got to take the man out for me now.
Oh, I definitely will. Now that you mentioned he might even enjoy the disgusting flavor going in his mouth of a turkey burger?
Green stuff.
A veggie burger? Green stuff?
The only green stuff we support is that John Deere green and yellow, baby.
We went and saw UCW Zero. Had a pretty good time. I would say, let me ask you this and see if you agree or disagree. I would say the local talent was better than the brought-in talent.
I would say you are correct. They brought in some stars from Mexico, but they weren't as good as the local talent.
So who was there?
L.A. Park, the original La Parca, Durango Kid, and Blue Demon, and there was one other that I can't remember.
El Hijo Park, and Super Crazy.
Oh, Super Crazy was there too, yeah.
I don't know if you follow UCW Zero on Facebook, but I did comment
on their website and said that we had a great time at the show, we really enjoyed it, but the main event was stupid. And there was some other person that piped in and said agreed. I said there was no story, there was no nothing, and I think somebody said that they come in there and they said, the story was La Parca's going to whip your butt or something like that. Because, you know, remember like Hollywood Hogan used to do in WCW, and he was whipping the other guys. And I don't know, it's kind of silly.
That,
I don't know.
I had the problem with was that there was no rhyme nor reason to what they were doing. There was no story. It was just automatically all six started fighting. And then all of a sudden, one team would get the advantage. The belt came out. They started whipping. The good guys would get in there, and they'd get the advantage. And that's when Blue Demon whipped Marty the Moth with his bare bottom. And if they'd have pulled his pants down any farther, we'd have seen Marty the Moth mothballs. It just made no sense. As you know, after the bell had rang, L.A. Park grabbed the microphone. Now, I don't speak Spanish, but I was able to glean he was challenging Blue Demon to a mask versus mask. But it went on forever. I mean, he was talking, what, a good 15, 20 minutes? Then as Blue Demon gets in the ring, they stare at each other, and then L.A. Park walks away. That was the only attempt at a storyline that I knew of.
Now, and so, hey, I want to talk to you, though, while we're on the subject of NWA a little bit. A lot's been going on. They've been doing a lot with championship wrestling from Hollywood. And do you think that that's just because of the location? Or there's been a lot of cool names in championship wrestling from Hollywood. I mean, Jack Swagger's been there lately. And Brian Cage and from Lucha, he's been doing some stuff on there. Dude, they got some good names there right now.
Yeah, they do, and they're part of the United Wrestling Network.